Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. We were talking about marriages before. One of the issues in terms of marriage, it's not much of an issue rather than something that we need to do, and that is being nice and kind to our wives, as we call it in Arabic or Islamic terms, ikramu zawja. And also there is ikramu zawj, so being kind to the husband as much as being kind to the wife. Islamically, or through the hadith of the Ahl Bayt, through the verses of the Quran, we've been told to show kindness, love, mercy towards our spouses, to express words of love, words of emotions, words of compassion, words of mercy. So not only a person needs to take, you know, good care of himself, how he presents himself to his wife, but also what he says to his wife. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, in his wasiyyah, in his trust to his son Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah, he says to him, he says, a woman is a beautiful, fragrant flower. Rayhana, right? She's a very soft, delicate, fragrant flower. And he says, take care of it. Fadariha ala kulli hal. You need to constantly be taking care of that delicate flower because it's a delicate flower, right? If you give it too much sun, the petals will die and will, I don't know, burn. If you give it too much water, it will die. You don't give it enough sun, it will die. So it requires extra care. So he says, ala kulli hal, constantly take care of it. Wahjana suhba, and be constantly a nice companion to your wife. If you do these two things, fayasfu aishuk, your life will be beautiful. Your environment will be beautiful. So safa is a kind of, you know, when you have water and you mix dirt with it, the water becomes dirty, right? And muddy. If you leave the water for a while, the dirt will settle and the water will become crystal clear. This is what safa means, a crystal clear. So the relationship becomes a crystal clear and beautiful if we follow the advice of Amir al-Mu'mineen that he gave to his son, Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah. Delicate. Treat with them kindly. Treat them nicely. Take care of them. So constantly you need to monitor their state. You need to monitor their mental state, their physical state. You need to monitor their needs. So there's a 24 surveillance from the husband on his wife to see how she is, and become a nice companion. She's not just a household item that you bring and you leave in the house. She's a human being at the end of the day, needs to be treated well. If that happens, then life would be a lot easier. And the same goes to the female as well, because this is not just a one-sided relationship, it's a partnership. The female also needs to monitor and take care of her husband in the same. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafati, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree,
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته برم گفته دی اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. A hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi al-salam, and he says, لا غنى بالزوج عن ثلاثة أشياء فيما بينه وبين زوجته. He says, when it comes to her husband, there are three things he needs to have. There is no غنى. There is no time where a person or a husband says, no, I don't need these. No, they need to exist constantly. Three things. The first thing is that he needs to become more acceptance. He accepts more from her. And by doing so, if he accepts from her, she will accept back from him. And he gains her love in return. وَهَوَاهَا وَحُسْنُ خُلُقِهِ مَعَهَا وَاسْتِعْمَالَهُ اسْتِمَالَةِ قَلْبِهَا. And also he needs to have the best of morals with her when he deals with her. And he needs to see what she likes and dislikes, that he also uses that for his advantage to bring her closer to him. And the Imam Salamullah alayhi, and he explains and he goes to say, وَاِسْتِمَالَةِ قَلْبِهَا بِالْهَيْئَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ فِي عَيْنِهَا وَتَوَسِعَتِهِ عَلَيْهَا. And he also needs to present himself in a way where she accepts him more. And he says that he needs to give her more. So, تَوَسِعَتِ عَلَيْهَا is like in terms of her needs, in terms of financials and money, he needs to give her, not be stingy. Buy her the things that she wants, clothes, shoes, bags, or whatever woman likes these days. He gives to her. When a person does all these things, his marriage will become a lot better. And in the same way that the man expects his wife to dress up for him and look nice for him, a man has to do the same thing, which is something that he alluded to alayhi salam in this hadith. And even Imam al-Kalim alayhi salam also said in the hadith, he says, تَهِيَّةُ رَجُلِ الْمَرْأَةِ مِمَّا تَزِيدُ فِي عَفَّتِهَا. Also, he said, when a person takes care of a woman in terms of finances, in terms of, you know, pleasing her, giving her all she needs, that will increase her chastity. Because now she's no longer in need of others when her husband is doing all the duties. So in this dunya, in this world, taking care of the wife has its merits, which is at least keeping the peace in the house. Keeping the house a loving, caring house. In the hereafter, also, it has benefits. A hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi, he says, one day we were sitting and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, and Fatima alayhi salam was sitting next to the pot. She was cooking, and I was trying to clean the lanterns. And he says, the Prophet said to us, he called me, and I said to him, yes, ya Rasulullah. He says, hear from me that when a man helps his wife, because Amir al-Mu'minin was trying to help Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, illa kana lahu bi kulli sha'ratin ala badanihi ibadat sana, for every hair he has on his body, Allah will give him a worship of 1 year. Siyamu nahariha wa qiyami layliha, he's fasting during the day and standing and praying doing tahajjud during the night. So just helping your wife in the house, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you so much reward in the hereafter as well. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, Stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.